The treatment of periodontal disease has remained constant in some areas, yet has been fluid in others over the last 30 years. A patient comes in requiring four quadrants of periodontal therapy, let's say. Treatment modalities typically include scaling and root planing, direct and/or systemic antibiotics, antimicrobial mouth rinses, and hopefully several minutes of oral hygiene instruction using the EDGE method. EDGE stands for Explain, Demonstrate, Guide, and Enable. I'm surprised at how many patients don't know how to brush and floss properly. So why does periodontal therapy fail? What's the real reason patients are placed on what we call forever periodontal maintenance? We begin our podcast right there.
Computers are live. Mixers up. Levels are good. Equalizers good. Ready channels 1 and 2. Mic is live in 3, 2, 1. Roll it. Welcome, listeners, to the My Practice, My Business podcast, where we teach dentists and their teams how to reclaim forgotten profitability in dentistry with our clinical business of dentistry training. And now, the host of our show, the clinical director at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
Hello, podcast listeners. It's Dr. Rob with My Practice, My Business. Thank you for tuning in today. The title of this podcast is Why Periodontal Treatment Fails, a Business Approach. Here's the scenario. The patient comes in and is diagnosed with four quadrants of periodontal disease, requiring scaling and root planing and other periodontal disease treatments. The office brings the patient back. Treatment is completed. The patient pays their copay if insured, or they have paid their fee-for-service payment for the treatment rendered. The patient is then brought back for an initial treatment exam, ITE exam, in 6 weeks after the above said treatment. And the patient is miraculously healed, right? There's no more periodontal disease in the mouth. Oftentimes in our trainings, we hear hygienists talk about, yes, we bring them back and they look great. And then I ask them the million-dollar question, as their dentists look at them when I ask this question: when you reprobe them, is there bleeding upon probing? And the answer is, well, they look a lot better than they did, Dr. Rob, but there is bleeding on probing. That's active periodontal disease. They are not cured. So when they come back, it's all healed, right? Wrong. 90%+ of patients will still require an average of 2 quadrants of additional scaling and root planing, in addition to antibiotic and or laser therapy, which many offices are doing. The best news of all is you get to tell your patient about the additional costs of more required treatment, such as additional scaling and root planing, right? And how do they take that exciting news? You know, the news of paying for something twice. Oh, I love paying for treatment twice. At least that's how the consumer views your verbiage of additional needed treatment. Think about your own experiences in life, the times when you've had to pay for something twice. How did that make you feel? Warm and fuzzy? For most consumers, that's the kiss of death. No one likes to pay for something twice. We don't like to take our cars in and have to pay for something over again. We don't like to take and purchase items where, oh my gosh, we've got to pay for something else to add to it. That's crazy, okay? When you think about that, that is not a good place to be. So what's next? What does the patient typically choose to do? Oftentimes I hear this from patients, and I hear this from hygienists who are telling me these stories. And the first one is, well, just clean them again and I'll do a better job brushing at home. Or the doctor says, just scale and polish them again and tell them to do better with their dental hygiene at home. I'm laughing as I'm sitting here in front of the mic, as I've said the same thing myself years ago. Just keeping it real, folks. I've been there too. Sometimes you lose the patient because they think you didn't do a good enough job as you tell them they need additional scaling and root planing. It's like, well, didn't you do a good enough job last time? According to many hygienists I've talked with, most offices are in some weird denial and just let the disease process go unchecked in one form or another. That's not good for anyone, but it tends to save your reputation in some weird way. And the biggest problem I see is many dental teams struggle over the verbiage in telling a patient they have periodontal disease and they will lose their teeth and die prematurely if they don't get it fixed. This leads to periodontal disease treatment failure. So how do we fix this problem? It's simple. Number one, show the patient their disease using intraoral cameras. Stick a probe down in the pocket. Show bleeding and pus oozing from their gums. Two, tell the patient about the potential problems with their newfound disease. Three, tell them that in order to fix the problem, they have to become part of the team and follow every piece of instruction you give them. Four, strongly emphasize that this will require 6 to 12 months, closer to 12 months, to fix the problem. And at the end of treatment, they may still require periodontal surgery to complete the treatment. Five, give them documents that they can take home explaining the why they need to aggressively treat their disease. This is where My Dental Docs rises above anything out there. It's the best cloud-based dental software that gives your patients informative documents for them to view at home. My Dental Docs simply promotes oral health care. Test it yourself. This is what the hygienists tell us that use our system. They love it. Six, collect all the required fees up front. This prevents the kiss of death, known as paying for something twice. Now, this is how I address my patients who have periodontal disease. This is how I present it. Let's suppose the patient's name is Steve. Steve, my hygienist, just came and got me and has explained to me that she has explained to you what periodontal disease is and that you do have that disease present in your mouth. This is nothing to mess with, Steve. Periodontal disease affects your heart, your lungs, kidneys, liver, brain cells. It's in the literature. I'm going to make sure that you have documents that you can take home to read about this disease process and why it's nothing that you mess with. You need to be aggressive with it and treat it immediately. It's not something that we can quick fix like a cavity or a broken tooth. This takes 6 to 12 months of treatment to get rid of the disease process. Now, the disease has damaged some of the bone tissue around there, around the teeth, and we can't make that whole again, but we can stop the process and we can get rid of the disease process because it's caused by bacteria and infection in your mouth, okay? You're going to become part of our team to stop the disease process. We're going to show you how to do it and what it's going to take to make you better. You're going to actually come back and you're going to spend about 2 to 3 hours with my hygienist, depending on how much time it takes her to thoroughly clean out the infected areas. She's going to use special instruments and some other tools that will literally go down in there and ultrasonically clean the infection out from between the gums and the bone and around the surrounding teeth. When she's done with that, she's going to place antibiotics down in between the teeth and the gums to attack those areas and crush those bacteria. Then she's going to go over, prior to that time, she's going to go over hygiene with you. I know you'd know how to brush and floss your teeth. She's just going to teach you some techniques to do it even better than you're already doing. Now, I want to interject right there, okay, really quickly. We definitely don't want to tell the patient that they suck at their oral hygiene, okay? That's not what you want to come across as. You want to affirm that, you know, you're doing a pretty good job, but we're just going to show you how to do it better, and that's a nice, easy way to bring it in into play there. Okay, now going back to the presentation of the disease process. After she's done going over brushing and flossing technique, she's going to instruct you on how to use a special syringe that's going to have a little plastic tip on it to go ahead and irrigate those areas that are infected. But you won't be doing that for a couple days after she places the antibiotics because we want the antibiotics to go in there and really work hard for about the next 48 hours. Then you're going to come back. You're going to come back 6 weeks later. We're going to reevaluate everything. We're going to see what's improving. We're going to see what's not improving as well, and we're going to attack it again in the same process. We're going to continue to do this process every 90 days after the initial appointment. And we're going to measure everything and make sure that the disease process is stopping dead in its tracks and that we can put you back onto a six-month protocol of just regular routine cleanings. That's how we treat the disease. It's not a quick fix. It's something that took you time to get into. It's going to take us time to get you out of it, but it's important for your health. And I want you to go home, take these documents, Google periodontal disease. I want you to be educated in what this disease is and why it's so important to get it cleared up and get it out of your mouth. The one thing that I haven't talked to you about is the fact that it does cause premature tooth loss, and it does it affects your breath and everything else. So those are minor compared to what the disease process does to your other body organs. But remember that the first line of digestion is in the mouth. So we want to make sure that we maintain your original equipment, those original teeth in there, because nothing beats original equipment. Do you have any questions at this stage? That's how we present periodontal disease treatment to our patients. And it works every time when they understand that. Treating periodontal disease and treating it effectively has come down to the following protocol that was taught to me years ago by a good friend and periodontist. He told me that most docs don't understand they have the ability of not just arresting the disease, but completely eliminating it when the hygienist is given the time to educate and treat the patient. The problem comes down to the average office giving the hygienist that time that he or she needs to treat due to perceived operating costs and being profitable with the procedure, and we'll talk more on that here in a minute. But I want to go over that protocol one more time. That first appointment is a 2 to 3 hour appointment, and that is determined by the hygienist. They are the ones that determine how much calculus and the pocket depths and how much time it's going to take. They're going to be doing the scaling and root planing, the antibiotic placement, and the patient training at that appointment, and that takes time. You cannot rush those hygienists. That's so important. The second appointment is about an hour and a half appointment, and that is the IT appointment. That is not just for perio probing. No. At 6 weeks' time, we know that a lot of healing takes place, but there's also going to be areas that are still going to bleed on probing. So what do they do at that appointment? The average is an additional 2 quads of SRP. Now, how many of you are charging for scaling root planing? Because you know darn well that's exactly what you're doing. You're not just doing a perio maintenance of going in and cleaning out some areas. No, that's probably going to be the equivalent of 2 quads of SRP. More antibiotic placement needs to take place. That's the power player. And there could be some more instruction. Maybe the patient is missing some zones. That third appointment, that one happens 90 days after the initial appointment, okay? And that's more SRP and antibiotic placement, more instruction. And then the fourth, fifth, and sixth appointments take place at the 6 month, 9 month, and 12 month mark. And that's where after somewhere during that time phase, either we have got them under control or they get to the point at 12 months, and we have personally never seen a patient not respond to this, by the way. And we've referred 2 patients out to the periodontist because they have no bleeding on probing, but they have deep pockets, and we'll send them out for gingivectomies to the periodontist to just have that surgery done, and then we get them back. I know periodontists love to steal our patients from us all the time, don't they? So we make sure that we get them back. But the majority of our patients, and when I say the majority, my goodness, we're talking 98% plus of our patients respond completely with this. So would you be surprised if I told you we typically receive $2,300 of payments from our PPO plan patients and around $3,200 to $3,400 on our fee-for-service patients when we follow this protocol of treatment, that they pay the entire amount or their portion, if they're insured, up front, that we have 100% case acceptance rate over the last 7 years since we've been following this protocol, 100% case acceptance, that our patients benefit hugely from this protocol, and that they are almost always free of periodontal disease when we're done with them. The patient is happy. The hygienist is happy because they actually are given the time to treat the disease in a completely way that doesn't have time constraints placed on them. And we actually get paid fairly for the service we provide. That our patients do not feel like they are paying for their treatment twice, that's the key right there. They pay for it up front, and there are no misunderstandings as to the treatment we render. Some of you may be thinking right now that that's a large amount of payment for periodontal therapy. May I remind you that our hygienists are saving lives? You need to think that one through for about 2 seconds, and it'll hit you. Do you need to be reminded that periodontal disease, in addition to premature tooth loss and stinky breath, affects the heart and other organs negatively to the point where life expectancy is decreased? That's in the literature, folks. So then, why are we not treating this aggressive disease aggressively? Why do we seem to discount it, sidestep it, and reluctantly treat it? It's simple. We just don't educate and prepare the patient for the actual costs associated with the realities of treating this disease. It's that simple. Now ask yourself right now, how much does your patients pay for a root canal and a crown? That's going to be, I don't know, $2,000-$3,000 right there, right? Why do we place such a low value when treating disease? That's the question. I've been guilty of it the first probably 15 years of my practice, I was right there. This is just another unbelievable lack of business skill set when tied into our ability to provide oral health care, let alone the elimination of a disease process in the body. Many of you might think right now that your periodontal therapy treatment is actually cash positive. I can almost guarantee that the majority of you are in the red. When you look at your direct operating cost per hour in your hygiene department, there's the problem. We show this all the time. So you've got to treat it differently, and you need to be paid fairly for what you do. Last winter, we held our annual big event, which I hope all of you can attend next year. Go to our website for more information, mypracticemybusiness.com, and we will be having information placed on there here probably in the next month or two. We held a hygiene roundtable, or the hygienist roundtable, and had four hygienists talk about their experience before and after being trained in our clinical business of dentistry team training. They reaffirmed how their patients have greatly benefited from our protocols they learned, how they often temp in other offices who continue to treat patients with periodontal disease in a traditional way, and it simply doesn't work, how other hygienists see improvement with their patients, but when asked if there is any bleeding upon probing, the resounding answer is yes, but the dentist just wants us to clean around those areas, they said. This is the hygienist we're talking. They said the dentist wants us to clean better around those areas at their periodontal maintenance appointments, and thus allowing the disease to go unchecked. That's their words, not mine. I want you to think about that, docs. Treat the disease how I just explained. The protocol is fantastic. It works. Give the hygienist time and learn how to charge fairly for what you do. Case acceptance increases when, one, the patient understands how periodontal disease needs to be treated. Two, when they're emotionally connected to the treatment of that disease, which when they read the information on our documents from My Dental Docs, they get it. When they go Google it, they get it. They want to be treated. They do not want that disease in their mouth. Three, they understand why treatment is needed. And four, they can explain that needed treatment to others. That's the killer right there, because the financial decision maker may not have been your patient that day. So with our clinical business dentistry training, we can show you how easy this protocol is and help you collect fees you never thought possible in treating periodontal therapy, in treating your patients with periodontal disease. Helping you get paid fairly for your services is what we do, while you provide your patients the exceptional oral health care you and your hygiene department are capable of providing. Thank you so much for tuning into the My Practice, My Business podcast. You can find additional podcasts you may have missed that will help you with your dental practice at Apple iTunes Podcasts. And remember to become a subscriber to our podcast. Many of you have asked how to help support the My Practice, My Business podcast. If you have enjoyed the program and information you received today, the best way to help is to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks again for allowing us to be a part of your day.